The biggest selling point of New Orleans has to be the people and their just genuine friendliness, willingness to be kind and make you feel welcome.
There's nothing else like it in America. It's obviously American, but it's also full of French heritage. The weather is almost balmy and Caribbean, and so is the ethnicity in a way. It's a black city sort of full of music and food, and it feels very different to other parts.
Uh-huh. Liquor license? A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license.
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted. It's a fucking drug.
Liquor license.
You're disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kid!
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah. All right. Million keys on fucking liquor license 81, son.
81.
What it do? Fuck, I didn't set any of this shit up. I didn't do all my bullshit.
It's not rolling?
No, it is.
Oh.
You know, when we first started doing podcasts, and I want to say that I don't know how long ago that you were a participant of being on Looking Good Radio, but we were kind of spoiled for a little bit.
Why? Huh?
Well, so we started doing the podcast at the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we bought a Zoom. It was the H4N at the time, and we would just do it from the couch.
Yeah,
you know, no microphones, no nothing. Just set it down and we
just
would
talk.
Yeah. And then we had the studio that Teeth used to work at, mm-hmm. Teeth Studios, and that man, that was a good fucking time. I, you know, not that we ruined it. He left the job, so it's not like, you know. But then we ended up going back to the apartment,
yep.
And I remember I had some fucking Lipton iced tea, like a canister of it,
mm-hmm.
And it was done. And I'm like, oh, no, this is probably after 16 tall boys,
okay.
I decide to cut the top of it off to fit the Zoom inside of it.
All right.
Instead of laying it on the table, that way it would sit up and it would be a way to get our voices before we had,
oh my God,
microphones.
How did, what made you come up with this?
Besides the liquor? I don't know. Alcohol? Alcohol, yes. Okay. Yes. And
oh my God.
I remember, yeah, that's how we used to do it. And now I look at this and it's like, we got mics, fucking headphones.
Got strippers in the back, midgets walking through.
Everything.
This shit is like fireworks going off in the background. J.K. Simmons just walked in.
I mean, I got a computer right here. I mean, I could check shit out if I need to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, it's, I mean, all of them sound cool, though.
No, I know.
Sitting,
I mean,
on the sofa just fucking talking in the wind. That sounds kind of cool.
And you know what? Because at that time, I felt that's what a podcast was. You know, and yeah. I think it still is, to be honest with you.
No,
you know,
pressure.
Like, I like listen to, like, Bill Burr, who he just turns on a mic, and that's it. He just goes, hey, dude, and he just goes.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, what Corolla does isn't a podcast.
I knew he was going to say that.
No, it's not. It's a regular, everyday radio show that you listen to, like.
Yeah. So what would you consider, what's the difference?
Because they have, like, all right, they have segments.
Yeah.
Not saying that we don't, because
yeah,
we do. Yeah. We have most gangster of the week.
Yeah.
But it starts off with him with a rant, much like a Howard Stern show.
Yeah.
Okay? Much like his K-Rock days. All right? And then, you know, they'll get to the guest.
Yeah.
Which takes forever to get to the guest. And then they'll do a news segment, much like the Howard Stern show.
Yeah.
So it is a radio show, and it's daily.
Okay.
Now, see, what I like,
it's every day, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the part, that's what daily means.
Oh, shit. Motherfucker.
What I like is a podcast, if they have a guest, they just bring the motherfucker on. Let's go. Let's talk.
Yeah. Well, what, I mean, but still, I don't, they still sound the same. I don't fucking know.
Well, all right. The difference is to me.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Is that a podcast should be two guys, two girls,
mm-hmm.
whatever your combination, sitting around, having a good time, talking about what you're going to talk about. It should not be calculated and like laid out. Okay. Like we never have a time where it's like, okay, Critter most gangster of the week. Yes, I mean, we,
right. No, I'm with you. Just set up like a real show.
Right, like okay, so we're gonna
at this time, the music gonna come on and say, hey, it's time for
I'm gonna do the intro,
yeah,
and then we're gonna talk, and then we're gonna go to sports, and we're gonna go to this.
So it's, unformatted, it's, just freestyle. Enjoy yourself.
That's what podcasts are.
Feel good. No agendas. Just that's out here running.
That's what podcasts are.
Fucking mouths. Yep.
Like, listen, like, all right, because I've made you, well, not made you, but I've asked you to listen to Rapport's podcast, and you can see how he does it.
That's true.
And they got a lot of, like, breaks and fucking ads and shit. Now, if, you know, sponsors out there, if you want to give
but
us.
But he don't sound like he got no,
But, like, they're just having, they're just bullshitting. Yeah. That's it. And so, I guess.
That's how the best shit comes sometimes, though. You force yourself to talk. Fuck, let's talk. Let's not plan it out all the time. Yeah, let's fucking just talk. Because the best shit come off the fly in the fucking way.
Mm.
Some of our best conversations are shit we never had on, have on the air. Because we had some good fucking conversations.
Man, I had one I was going to hold on to, but maybe I won't.
What?
I'll get to it.
What's the topic?
Just give me a vague.
What's the topic?
All right, fuck it.
Oh, shit.
All right. New show.
Oh.
Little Big Lies.
I seen a billboard, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's basically about like a town up north, like Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
And like Reese Witherspoon's in it.
Yeah.
Adam Scott is in it. Adam Sarsgaard.
A couple nice looking women.
Nicole Kidman. I mean, like they got a good cast.
Yeah.
But it's all about like the kids and they go to school and like how the parents interact with each other.
Okay.
You know, because they're like 6-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So one. The one lady who's trying to make a better life for herself, her kid gets accused of choking another kid.
Wow.
Okay, even though he didn't.
And how you ended up watching this one? Give me that backstory.
V-Ron was watching.
I could tell. I was like, this don't even sound like a beat.
No, it's not. But I got to say, well done show.
There's a lot of them out there.
And, but Adam Scott character, who I've always liked Adam Scott. Okay. You know Adam Scott?
Yeah.
From Parks and Rec.
Yeah. That was a fucking good show. Now, that's the show I think I've seen every fucking episode. When that, The Office, Community, NBC had a run at that time. That was
Community was awesome. I don't know why more people did not like
Community. It was a lot of people didn't even know that show exists. Still, to this day, like, what the fuck is Community?
Donald Glover was so fucking good in it. God damn, Charles Gambino, shout out. But
that fucking Indian dude was just as fucking good. And I can't believe he has, I don't know if he just is doing something more prosperous or something, because that dude was not fucking slouch at all. He was fucking...
Oh, he was great.
He was right there. Him and Donald had a good chemistry like a motherfucker. So I hope he...
Joel McHale?
I remember that dude. I was like, let me see if this is going to work. That motherfucker knocked that shit out.
I want to see... And I also want to... Okay. The dean was Jim Rash.
Yeah.
Who wrote The Descendants.
And that was a... He's a classic motherfucker too.
Yep. That was a fucking... If you guys never caught up on Community, man, you're missing out. Because that was a fucking great show.
Yeah.
It really was. I mean, they let that. You know what? I got to give NBC credit. They gave him, you know, some time to do the shit. Anyways, so with this show, Adam Scott, and he was on another show that I really liked. It was a Netflix only, or maybe it was an Amazon only show, where like he was like a bartender for a catering company. Do you remember that show?
No.
Okay, I don't know the name. I'm sorry, but it was really good. His character is married to Reese Witherspoon.
Mm-hmm.
They have two kids. They go to the same school with all the other kids, blah, blah. Anyways, so he, like, stops her and, like, yells. And, like, that's not his character. Like, his character's very, like, you know, okay, I'll just let shit happen. Like, I'm kind of a pussy whipped. Yeah. Okay. Like, that kind of thing. And he tells her, he says, everybody has their one. He goes, you're my one, but I don't think I'm your one. And like that, like I was like really struck by that.
Okay. Because it's the truth.
No, I know. Because all she talks about is her ex, Nathan, 13 years ago, who she saw at a yoga class with another.
Her one.
Yeah. And that's a thought.
Can I expand on that thought?
Yes.
Anybody out there listening? He said that caught him because that is very true. the older I get, the more people I meet. A lot of people out here have settled for the people they married to and all such shit. And deep down in their heart, they still thinking about the dick they sucked or the pussy they ate back in 98, 2005, 2007. The motherfucker who they introduced to their parents. And yeah, man, it's a lot of people out there who got kids with people who they really was like, fuck, I should have held out for somebody else. It's a lot of that shit going on out there. And I know that shit because, like I said, there's some decent hearted people out there who get caught up in relationships because they not necessarily super love somebody. Well, they do love them, but more so feel sorry for them or they're comfortable with
that,
them.
No, that or they just, they think that, like, now's the time.
Right, even that bullshit. Yeah. That's what I say, all this shit built on bullshit, just like the holidays. So I'm always bringing that into play because it's all make-believe. Like, you should never, like I told you, I don't know if my life with a female is going to be yellow brick road. I would never even say that to her. It makes no fucking sense because there's a lot of shit out there that we know just ain't true. I like that caught you, though.
It did because, you know, I have a very good situation. And you know that we've brought this up before.
Right.
I mean, and there's nothing wrong with it.
With your situation?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
But there's zero reason for me, episodes ago, to even find homewrecker.com, to even like...
No, it is.
No, it is something about that person.
It is. It is.
You know, I'm not trolling.
Right.
I'm not doing that.
And you're not investigating, not stalking.
You don't know, but why would that be in my head sometimes? It's like,
because they're there. They cemented a spot. It's impossible to get rid of people. I talked about that with my ex from a long time who still like... drop me an email, and I mean, it's just I don't call, I don't, you know, no fucking around, no nothing. Just you cemented a spot, and it's just there, and it's like, okay, eventually will it go away? I don't know. I think some people just you just there, you know, they make.
I know, but I guess the whole point of the conversation on the TV show was that he, you know, for him,
yeah,
Reese Witherspoon is the one, and.
But it's a lot of motherfuckers like that.
He's obviously not
the one for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she'll be with him, have kids with him, stay married to him. Yeah.
But like in a heartbeat would cheat on him. Now, so that got me thinking about it.
Okay.
All right.
You hear this shit.
Say one of my exes called me.
Yeah. You know, I asked you this question last week off air.
You did. I don't think I would.
You remember, because it was on my mind. I was like, hey. And it wasn't in no, you know, just wanted to know.
Let's say, I'm not going to name names, but let's say one of your exes.
No, it's none of them. Nope. I don't have no interest. And that's the thing. Even times where I'm like, it's just, man, you think of the situations you've been with certain people. Like that one story I told you last week, you had never heard that fucking story before.
No.
When you go through certain shit, it's like, man, leave that shit alone. That's the hardest thing to do is just to say to yourself,
you know what it is? I think, like I said, like, you would think it'd be Jackie because we were together for so long.
Yeah.
But like we had that closure.
Right.
With Masha, I had that closure.
Yeah. You can say his name. You're saying too many names right now.
Okay.
I don't even think that was going to come out of your mouth.
Yeah. But no, I'm saying is that closure is something that makes a difference.
I don't,
in my mind, it does.
I'm going to tell you what
it is. I'm a weird guy.
No, but you got to remember, too, because Jackie might have had the length. She might have had the longevity. But somebody else might have hit for 6 months, and it might have been the most passionate, fuck-filled, I love this I could see myself with this motherfucker. So
wait, are you telling me you fucked Jackie?
Yeah, right. Fuck out of it. All right. Yeah, but you can't, I don't think the closure got all that to do with it. I just think some people just put that shit on your mind sometimes.
I just think that there is, and like I said, if you haven't seen the show, it's a very good show.
Mm-hmm.
The concept of there is one person for you, and you may not end up with that person.
You think it's one person for you, though? I don't believe that.
I do.
I believe it's one person.
No, believe that.
Who you could be with, but I believe. I don't know how we. What's the test for that one? This is that one person because you go to six different people and they got the fucking.
Just because, let's just say, like it's been. Okay, I'll put it to you like this.
Mm-hmm.
With my relationship now, which is very good and healthy, yep. And you go through spats and bullshit. Okay. And I like where it's going, and I think it's going to go even further.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I want it to go even further, but there's always this weird thing in the back of my head about exes.
It's not really weird though.
No, I know it's not weird, and
you're not acting on it. It's
and I'm sure that she may have the same thing. Who knows?
You know, or she may be listening to this like, you motherfucking.
No. But I'm saying how great I'm. You know,
right? I know. I'm just saying, like, I just believe you're gonna always think of the person who gave you the best fucking, the freakiest shit. You're gonna always think of the motherfucker who was the sexiest motherfucker. You always think of the prettiest. You always think of something about somebody that's like, and I don't think that's wrong. I think it's just human fucking nature.
You know what I think it was? Holy fuck, are we spending time on this? You know what I think it was that I'm a relationshipy kind of guy. Okay.
Yeah.
And I was out of one and then kind of in one, kind of in another one, not really, you know. So then this was like a real relationship, like meeting the parents.
Yeah.
The parents going out without me and her went out.
Okay.
You know? And I was just sort of like sold on the whole situation. And when it came crashing down, yes, I'm probably in a better position than I was.
But is she the one?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I think
you know so.
No.
Put the stamp on it. You know so.
I listen. I found the one.
I know that. No, yeah. I don't know. I know that because you know we're communicating.
You yes, told me but you've seen her enough. You know her enough.
Right.
I think no. She. Right. I'm just saying is that it was an interesting topic, and so we spent 15 minutes on it.
Why not? So sometimes I like to get on this real shit that got something to do with us. And you know what I mean? I ain't mad at that.
No.
There's other people out there who be listening. There's somebody who listening to this shit. And this is simple and plain. They ain't been fucking. I say certain shit. Like, I'm not saying to try to be all... fuck a holiday. Go eat your woman pussy tonight. Go fucking stop to the Walgreens, get some chocolate or something. Your dude like fucking seafood. Buy him a plate. It's just whatever. Whatever the fuck, man. Your kids did something. Whatever. Like, that's why I'm telling you. I think you got to make certain people the one. If you with them and you believe in them and you want that shit to develop, or you're gonna dwell on the one and you'll just fucking slack with the motherfucker you with.
So great, and which I added to my script, by the way, which is
that's a good that's a good thing. That's why we're talking about it. See,
we'll talk about it later, but no, that is. I mean, I want to live more of the Eastern philosophy over the Western philosophy.
Okay.
You know, with Eastern philosophy, like, you know, I told you I was down with Buddhism.
Yeah.
I got my Buddha pendant on and I do my chant. But they think that when you finish something, that shouldn't make you happy.
Shouldn't make you happy?
It shouldn't.
Okay.
The process of doing it. That's what real happiness is.
The process of finishing it or developing it?
Getting to the finish line.
I believe that. That's kind of what I was just talking about.
It's like running a marathon. It's not that you finish. It's that you did that entire thing. And that's the entire time you're happy. Yeah. No, I got you.
And that's why I try to stay on some player shit. Like, man, you know, just... Even when the losses. It's something to be learned in a loss. Like, it's some shit that I've set up, try to develop, and it fucking fails. You don't dwell on, oh, it failed. Think about, damn, I did all that. So the next time I know how to do this shit again. Yeah, ain't no... Fuck it, but women's still the best thing God ever made next to crack.
It sure is.
Telling you.
Well, no, I mean, crack's pretty good.
Crack is pretty good. That's what from what I heard. But women.
So on the women talk.
Okay. Women, so, and it's Women History Month. Shout out to the women.
Last week I was not home. Tuesday we did the podcast Monday.
Yeah.
And then I was down at her house Tuesday through Friday. I would take the bus to work.
I hope you're taking some steps on that process, because.
Well, explain.
I don't like talking about your business unless you give me the green light on air.
Go on.
At some point, you've been telling me, you've just been inching closer and closer to just, I just don't know when you're going to just jump in the water instead of just keep putting your feet.
All right.
I'm going to just leave it at that. You know where I'm going.
You think I'm just going to move down there?
I mean, I don't see why not.
No, I mean, I agree.
I mean, I just think it's going to do something for you. I want to see what it does for you.
You got it. Okay. There's a difference. Yeah. I have a very good setup right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Totally.
So, sometimes Luke and I get into shit. Like yesterday, we
but
did.
It don't have nothing to do with Luke.
No, no, I know. And yeah. I have my own room, my own bathroom. Yeah, we have everything is nice. Her place is fucking tiny.
Not in there, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying y'all jump in the water together. That's yes. what I'm saying. No. Not jumping in the water agree. With her and I her agree. Fucking roommate.
But no. I need a motherfucking job.
We ain't doing... See, you dwelling on... You just talk all that Buddha shit. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. You can't be half-assed with the Eastern philosophy because you do that shit. I don't want to hear none of that right. excuse shit because you're a good dude and motherfucker, if you want something, you're going to do it. Get the fuck out of here. I don't want to hear nothing about none of that. I need right. a job.
No, you're right.
You're a handsome-looking white man with a beard. You don't need no job. You woke up this morning. Fuck, take advantage of that
I'm going to write that as my profile.
Take advantage of that.
Handsome-ass-looking motherfucking white guy with a beard. That's what I'm going to write down. Anyways, so I was down there, and, you know, we did the Fat Tuesday thing. And,
shout out to my city.
I didn't even...
New Orleans.
I didn't really... I didn't drink at all. And I've been good. And then next day, I come back from work and we got ashes.
Ash Wednesday. Shout out yep. to my grandmother. First thing in the morning, she asked yep. me, "You going to church?" Yep, I went for you.
Ash, what did you go?
Yeah. Shout out.
Are you lying to me?
No.
What fuck church you go to?
Wherever. I'm one of people wherever the fuck I'm at. If it's a church.
Well, so this one is evangelical and something.
I don't be knowing about
but,
it.
So, okay.
I still
so
usually fall in the Catholic church, though.
It's like, and I know. So it's like a black bishop.
And they give out ashes?
And well, hang on. So it's like a black bishop and like an Asian bishop type dudes with purple shit on. Then there's a dude with like a white robe on. Okay. And he's the Roman Catholic one. So I guess what happens is he is like a traveling priest. So he does Roman Catholic mass there on Sundays at like 12. So he did the sermon, and the sermon was so fucking good. Man, it was like exactly what I needed to hear.
Man, since on some grown man shit, anytime I step in a church, which is not often, I'm not going to play that. Anytime I step in a church and the fucking homily, it be God, thank you. You were speaking to me. I know still people out there don't believe in God. Hey, that's on you. I'm not trying to get you. But I'm just telling you, sometimes you hear shit and it's like, damn, he talking to me. He telling me to get it.
He was basically, okay, his basic thing was, you don't have to just eat fish on Friday.
Oh.
You know, he's like, he goes, fish is expensive. Eat poultry. Just don't eat red meat. Like, that's basically how he was talking, like how you and I would talk. Like, I would have this guy on the podcast. He was that cool.
I love seafood, man.
And, no, I mean, I
you
do
know, what's lately I've been peeping out? Because I've been eating seafood all my life. Now people are with this shrimp or the roaches of the sea and all this other shit. I don't give a fuck. I like shrimp. I don't, people saying that shit, I'll be like, all right.
I don't. See, I'm not a shellfish guy. Cool. I like regular fish.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like
too.
Grouper, fucking gotcha. Trout, fucking gotcha. Salmon.
But shout out to Lynn. So Jesus and all that.
He went on to say that, like, listen, Lent is a time... Let the past be the past. Every day is a new day.
My man.
And I said...
Sound like I'm a bishop.
And then he went into Spanish, and I can understand most of it, but he did the exact same sermon bishop in Joseph. Spanish. And God damn, was this guy on point. He was good. Then the other guys came out, and they were fine. But they were it was a different kind of thing than I'm used to, because I'm used to Roman Catholic.
Bishop Joseph is here for y'all spiritual needs whenever y'all need it. Whenever y'all want me to take more than an hour and talk about y'all relationship with y'all maker, let me know.
And so we got the ashes, and I said some prayers, and I you know what, dude? It actually made me feel, like, revived. Like,
I told you, that's the reset button, motherfucker. Anytime you do some shit that you know, okay, put it like, I'm sorry, but that was, like, the most pure times of my life. Fucking Fridays, Stations of the Cross, hanging out at the school all fucking day, all night, through Lent, giving something up, all this type of shit. Man, it was just like self-discipline. It was making yourself do things that bettered you. And I don't give a fuck. Like I said, I don't know what's real, the stories, the dinosaurs, the Jesus. I never seen a tomb. Yeah, but I'm talking about on a spiritual level. Sometimes I hit the fucking reset button, man. The other day, there's no bullshit. So right around the same time, you're talking about Go and get your revival. I'm like, I just kept saying, I was working. I'm like, I feel like fucking swimming. I feel like water. I feel like sweating. I feel like fucking, like, being reawakened, like, through the
process. Like, re-baptized.
But not in a church, not none of that shit. Waking myself up, metaphorically. And I kept saying that shit. I was like, man, just like a run. I just need to fucking sweat. I need to sit in the sauna. I just need to open up. And same shit you're talking about. Like, sometimes you just gotta fucking
open up. So did you do it?
Yeah, totally.
Would you go for a run?
Oh, man, basketball. I did a whole little.
You gotta watch your leg when you do that.
I ain't been smoking. I've just been focused, man. Just, we gonna be all right, man. Just gotta keep on, man. But invest in your fucking self. You listen to this shit. I keep saying that to anybody out there. Invest in your fucking self, man. Like, we was just talking to the good brother Tree Man, you know what I, and I know I don't know exactly what he got going on. I don't talk about what I got going on. I know, you know, what you got going on for somewhat, but you know, when people ain't work, man, shoot something, shoot a short, shoot a fucking whatever. Anything that's gonna make you remember who the fuck you are. Cause we some bad motherfuckers, man. Mm-hmm. We got talent. So do something. Fuck,
that's
whatever.
That's why I went back to writing. Yeah, I had to.
Re-wait.
It was like I had like writer's block for like years. I don't know.
I believe it.
I know it. Like, yeah. But like, why?
Man, I'm telling you, I'm in that fucking car. I'm in another car right now. I literally, phone broke, can't do voice memo. Man, I pull the fuck over. Got an ink pen, start jotting shit down. And it's always something that I'm like, why the fuck didn't I think of this? It's like, because this little gray cloud sometimes is like, work, work, work. Hustle, hustle, hustle. Make sure you take care of your kids. Make sure you do this. Make sure you do this. Make sure you do this. And the whole time, you just like a robot. You got to re-fucking reset your shit, man. Reset your shit and bounce back. Start over. Fuck
so,
it.
All right. So you think that me getting ashes was my bounce back?
I think this whole process of you is your bounce back. I think you just, you taking a lot of steps towards who you really want to be. But I also think that you still on your own, you know, your own time.
Well, look at, this week I have a doctor's appointment and I have 3 interviews. Yeah. And I'm getting.
And that's what I be saying. None of that shit don't have, it's, you a deep brother. You gotta remember who the fuck you are. That's all I be saying. Like I said, when just talking pregame, you know, we do our little pregame talk and, you know, hearing the Tree Man got shit going on. I always feel good when people got shit going on. Even when you said last week you was gonna start jotting them notes. What's the first thing I brought up in the car? You've been even before you was about to say this shit, which it opened you up to start talking about, yeah, I've been doing it, blah, 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 because it just made me feel good to know motherfuckers ain't got no pity parties going on. We grown ass men who trying to get some shit done. So
keep this shit pushing. No, and I, it's not like I feel weird like the guy on the bus who's like writing down notes and shit, because you always see that guy. But like this, this script, I'm really interested in. I wouldn't say invested. I would just say like happy about.
Yeah.
You know, the way it's going, and then like, as you know, I've never written a good female character, and I think I have 2 in this one. So
nothing wrong with that.
I'm pretty happy about it. But enough about me, and more about me.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with you.
No, were you ever an altar boy?
Yeah, I told you that shit. Yes. I got a picture from our, I think it's our church 25th anniversary. The Catholic church I went to was one of the first Black Catholic churches in the state of Louisiana. After slavery, it was like our old church building is a historic landmark. It's got the
no shit.
Yeah, it's fucking a historic landmark.
Do you have that picture?
No, I don't. My phone doesn't work. But the altar boy picture from this right before I became an altar boy. But it's like 12 altar boys. 5 of them end up being like murderers. Couple of them drug dealers and shit. Like, me and my brother always fucking laugh. I still got the book. Like, real murderers. Like, dope men. Like, real. We all grew up. It was a Black community of Catholic people. And we all grew up together. And we all.
And all, the altar boys were the ones that were putting out hits?
Nah, but it's just. The point being, like, all of our families. We all went to the same Black Catholic elementary school. But all of our families, like, they grew together. They worked together.
Right.
All of us were either, like, 2 or 3 years apart, 4 years apart at the most, but it got to the point where this person's dad died when we were like 6th grade, so he started selling crack. So this person, brother did something, so he started doing it. So everybody ventured off, but we all started the exact same. Like, it was literally the coolest shit ever. Like, I was like, yeah, I was a fucking altar boy for like 2 years. It was cool.
I was from 8 until 16.
See what I'm saying? I was in the
8 years.
Nights of Peter Claver too. I was in that shit.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm telling you, man.
No, but I'm okay. So
shit deep.
The only reason I went into this was like the way that you would go in, like if you just go to church and you just see what happens.
Yeah.
Whatever. But it made me think of it when I went to Ash Wednesday with the bell ringing and
the incense, yes. The myrrh.
Yep.
I used to be out there with the
challenge. You would go in the back, and they would have all these, I don't even know what the name is, but like robes,
yeah,
that you'd put on as an altar boy with the white shit, you know, with different sizes.
We had the robes with the hood still, and we tied them with the ropes.
We had black ones, and then like a white sash.
See, yeah, we had some old school white robes. Hood with this thick rope, like to tie it up. That was some player shit, man. That's what I'm telling you. And every Friday we used to have the Lent dinners, fish fries.
Well, no, they'd have us come in for like weddings or funerals, and the priest would pay you, like give you a tip because you came in for it.
Yeah.
You know, not just a tip, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm saying like they'd actually give you like a couple bucks. And, I remember doing that, and I did such stupid shit as an altar boy. I really did. Like I'm saying, like I tied my shoes together, had to hop up the stairs to give out like the fucking water and wine.
I was a fucking kid, but I am proud that our church wasn't none of that pedophile shit going on. Like it was, I respect our priest. My priest was my basketball coach in the fourth and fifth.
You said grade. That he was a white dude, right?
From Boston, Father Sullivan. Shout out,
big Celtics
beer
drinker,
baby. You sit at my grandmother's house and drink beer and eat all day long.
Just a cool white dude.
Cool, fat white man, Father Sullivan, good motherfucker.
Rest in peace,
homie. Rest in peace.
So since we're on the topic, I want to know about these Mardi Gras demons.
Okay, all right, I will touch on that. Okay, and I actually told this story to somebody else recent. Because, you know, every time Mardi Gras come around, you out and about, you see motherfuckers with a bead on or some shit. And usually I'll say something like, oh, I like your bead. Or be like, oh, you know, I'm wearing that for Mardi Gras. I'm like, how did you know? I'm like, oh, I'm from Louisiana. Oh, okay, cool. You know, it's Fat Tuesday or it's this and this. I'm like, yeah. So as we, you know, a lot of shit takes place between the Mardi Gras season. Most people think it's like 2-3 days or some shit, but it's actually like a couple weeks, you know, parades start. I think it's actually like almost 2 weeks of parades just about every day. All this shit going on. People with their, you know, they come from all around the world. Carnivals in Brazil, but that shit in Louisiana. But if you grew up in that shit, it's one of the situations like, as a kid, you start going to this shit when you're a baby. So by the time you're a teenager, it's still cool, still pretty chill. You're like, oh, okay. Then when you get in college, it's like, fuck. I'm living in New Orleans. I'm like in the midst of this shit. Like literally, like fucking Canal Street is 2 minutes away. So, you know, it was still popping at that time. We're doing a lot of drugs and shit. Staying in school, a lot of women, a lot of money, all kind of shit. That shit's cool. So, you know, I could tell I was burning out on this shit. But it was like the final year. I think I was a sophomore or junior. So me, my brother, and my best friend. We like, we're going to hit the streets.
What's wrong? Courtney?
Courtney getting right. It. So these people who used to do Courtney's dreads, when he first started growing them, they had a reggae band. Beautiful women. Three beautiful women. Beautiful motherfucking women. They got their store. They did hair. It was some beautiful. We sit in the store.
You got to get that shit done?
Yeah. You got to get your shit retwisted and shit like that. So we used to sit
how
in the
often?
Store.
I'm sorry. I'm curious.
As often as you want. Fuck.
What if you just let it go?
Cool. Do that too.
Anyways.
So we would go chill with them, smoke in the store, chill. They vibe. They would teach us like shit. And at that time, I was really into like, I was in fucking college. I'm on a fucking like dean's list type shit. You know, I took my grades and shit serious. I did drugs all day long. I would show up to class high as fuck. Speech class, I gave a speech one
just
time.
Smoking weed or you on lean?
No. At that time, it was weed and a lot of, Vicodin was cool, but like a lot of.
You never did like LSD or like shrooms.
None of that shit ain't never did nothing for me. But like the fucking the drink, it don't because I'm very controlling. I'm very like I don't.
You don't like hallucinogenic. You rarely calm down.
That's the thing. I can't even vibe with it.
Okay, anyways, go on. So I'm sorry.
So that particular night, it's like Saturday night, Mardi Gras weekend. So they got a concert. So we're going to stop to their concert first, then we're going to go to Bourbon Street. So me, him, and my brother. So of course.
Concert where?
I wanted some like hall or something in the okay. morning. But all right. They vibe was so chill, man. Shout out to these women.
Did you say this when I was gone? Like, you lived like...
I lived in New Orleans.
No, like, yeah, like walking distance
yeah.
to Bourbon Street.
Canal Street was like 5 minutes away. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and Bourbon Street is off of Canal Street. So, you know, we go to the concert. So, we smoking, drinking. And the vibe just, I'm just telling you something. The vibe, it was a little chilly, you know. So, the vibe that night was just real, like, dark. Real, just, you know, you got to really keep up with me on this one. But it was real, like.
Okay, I'm feeling
it. Fucking, it was something in the air. Put it like that.
Okay.
And I've always believed, you understand, I got an uncle who...
Like Phil Collins, something in the air tonight.
I really don't know about Phil. But I got an uncle who killed himself. After he killed himself, we had a few conversations. Like, it's other shit goes on. Like, I've been around some
Shit. You had a few conversations with your dead uncle?
I would call them dreams or whatever the fuck. But, like, we were close to the point where some shit pops up.
What the fuck Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you. No. I don't filter shit. I'm just going to tell you what's real and what's not real.
Okay, so you had a conversation
with... My cousin, hold on, let me do this one. My cousin Robert, who you met, one of the best people God ever made. When he died, after he died, we had a full-blown conversation. We had to close something. You see what I'm saying? Like I would literally sit
there. It's bugging me out.
I mean, you could if you want to. I don't know why would that bug you? It bugged me out more that motherfuckers out here chasing pussy and doing stupid shit than me telling you the same time you say your prayers, your grandparents dead, right?
Yeah.
You pray for them?
Of course.
See what I'm saying? What's the difference?
But so you, okay, how do you have a full conversation? I'm saying
call like, it a dream. For your white mind, call it a dream. Make that, if that's going to make you feel better, say I was dreaming. Okay, so.
No, I mean, was it a dream were you awake?
No. I was asleep. We were connected.
Okay.
It's very... I always tell people this. Louisiana is built on slavery, racism, corruption.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Everything about it is corrupt.
The whole South is, yes.
I don't know about the other places I ain't lived there. I know they shitty. I know Florida, Georgia. I know everything was built on a black person's back and corruption. So, I saw a lot of shit. Saw a lot of demons, saw a lot of evil shit. But people used to talk that evil shit, but they didn't really know how powerful that shit was. You know your boy out here, you remember the story he asked us to write about the demons and all of that type of shit?
Jim?
Yeah. So, this particular night, you never been a Mardi Gras, you never been a Bourbon Street.
No, I gotta go. I've never been to New Orleans.
So just think of this. Let me set it up for you. Where do you go in life, period, in life, that will make you pull your tits out, will make you suck someone's dick on the street, will make you consume alcohol to the point where you die, you black out, more arrests, more fuckery.
Fights? Is there a lot, of fights?
Look, I'm going to sum it up. More fuckery.
Okay.
Have you ever been anywhere like that?
Not really.
So if I tell you every year, once a year, it's somewhere that's it goes on.
Okay.
It's like a domestic fucking violence conference where every year you show up to watch people get their ass beat. All
right.
Do you think you're ever even, okay, so after they get the ass whipping, you just clean it up and it's over? You think that? You've been doing something for like 70 plus fucking years. Constantly in the same place.
No, go on with your point.
I'm gonna keep going, but I need you to fucking answer these questions for me because All right,
let me ask you then. All right. What is like the racial demographic?
White and black. There's no demographic. Fuck the demographic.
That's it.
It's a lot of black people. It's a lot of white people. It's more black people than white people. White people run everything, though.
They run the parades and all the bullshit.
No, they run the state.
Okay.
We got the Klan.
All right.
You got David Duke. David Duke's still tweeting right now to Trump. David Duke ran for governor when I was in elementary school. So
David Duke could be, I mean, I don't want to, sir.
But
I don't want to talk about vice presidents right now.
So let me tell you this. So we go out that night. So we go to the concert, and the vibe is a little off and shit.
Now this is with the hairdressers,
yeah,
that did Courtney's
dress. And
he still has them, huh?
Yeah.
So how many years has that been?
15.
God damn.
So we go see them. We give them hugs, kiss them, tell them we out. And it was just a weird vibe. And So I'm like, man, you know what? I think I might want to go to the crib.
Were you baked?
Definitely. Baked all day.
But you just had a weird vibe.
I don't go to Mardi Gras for a reason. Let me keep explaining to you. So we get our shit together and like, okay, we're just going to go out there for a little while. Then we're going to come back to the house. So I'm like, cool. At this time, we got the fly condominium and
like,
shit.
Like, try to, like, holler at some bitches or something?
Nah, I got bitches. I had bitches. I don't... It's nothing I needed. I'm going to tell you this. This shit is...
You just went just because...
It's just me and my brothers going...
It's a thing.
Let's just roll. It's a thing. Thank you, B. It's a thing.
Was Damon there?
Me, Courtney, and Damon.
Oh, you three.
The three fucking amigos.
All right.
We park.
Well, I'm number four, I'm just saying.
We park. We smoke. All right, y'all ready? We get out the car. We walk. You cross Canal Street to get to Bourbon Street.
I like where this is going.
You cross Canal to get to Bourbon Street. It's a White Castle at the beginning of the street. It's a million people. All of a sudden, shit start getting low. Real low. And I promise you, we're gonna bring my brother on this show. If he says a word different, I will fucking pay your drink for
okay,
life.
Okay, hang on. What shit gets low?
The sounds of the world. Everything just turns down.
The fuck do you get smoked? PCP?
Never. Never in my life. Never snorted cocaine. Never did none of that. I'm telling you. I'm being open with you. I'm telling you. Because I want you to start, just like I brought up about you and that chick, it's shit in your life that I didn't lose some of the closest motherfuckers to me. Like,
okay.
Shit's deep.
Shit gets low.
Shit gets low. I see all of these people.
And you've been around this shit your entire
forever.
Life.
I started as a baby.
Yes.
So... It was always rock. It's always too loud. It's always distraction because it's always some shit going on that you got to pay attention to. So as we walking, I think I sparked something up because I was like, this shit feel weird. We get to the front of Bourbon Street and I'm just looking. My brother on the side, Courtney on the other side. I don't hear shit. I don't hear nothing. So I'm like, okay, what the fuck? So as I start looking at these people, I just see evil, 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 evil. I'm like, what is this?
What
the fuck is going on? We take about a half a block. Courtney on side, and I say...
You see evil, like, they got a fucking, like, devil's fucking horns
man,
on them?
Like I said, I'm never going to filter. I'm not off the Jack Daniels, the crack, none of this shit. You ever seen somebody... I don't think we ain't been through the same shit, so it don't make a difference with how I paint the picture.
Anyway, so you saw somebody and you felt they were evil.
I saw a lot of people and I felt they were evil. I saw hundreds of people and I felt.
Did you see anybody and you thought they were good?
No.
Jesus.
So this is what happens. So we walk in, I whisper to Courtney, I'm like, You see this shit? He nod his head, just what you just did. I go to my brother, he said, Man, I thought I was the only one. And I'm like, I said, man.
And see, he still talks the same
turn way. Turn around, walk back to the car. We get in the car. We sit there for like 30 minutes. Nobody don't say nothing. Then my brother's going to quote the story. You're going to be like, I got to go through one of them. So we sitting there. Finally, I'm like, the fuck was that about? My brother like, man, I'm going to say this one time. Man, I'm done with this type of shit. And I say, man, but I've been done with this type of shit. He said, man, Critter, you seen that shit? B, it was like you said, Pete, no, man, no. You're just high.
That's it, man.
It don't have nothing to do with being high. That's what I'm telling you. That's why I don't talk to people. I don't respect a lot of people. I respect people as human beings. But as far as all that pretending bullshit, I can tell you some shit I've seen. Okay, I'm going to tell you this. This is a throwback. My old man, I love my old man to death. You know the shit he's going through right now. My old man used to take me with him to go cheat on my mom. I'm a motherfucking gangster. I've been a gangster for a long time. That's how gangster I was at 6, 7 years old. He would take me with him to the bitches' houses that he was fucking. And knew he didn't have to worry about me going home and saying, guess what we was at today? So I would sit. We in some woman trailer.
Jesus Christ, I want you to go see Moonlight.
I'm sitting in the trailer. They in the room fucking. And I see some shit. And I'm like, the fuck is this? I'm a little kid. I'm like, what the fuck? It's some other shit. Some like spiritual. I just remember being real sleepy and like, wow.
We saw a fucking like angel or something?
I think like demon, some demon shit. I'm telling you, this shit is deep. I'm not.
Yo, people, I mean, all I've ever heard about New Orleans is that there's spirits there and there's ghosts there.
And so what I'm telling, and I don't even consider ghosts is not spooky. Oh, I'm scared. No, it's fucking real. I done been a piece of shit. I know when I was a piece of shit. I know when I was trying to fuck every bitch in the world. I know when I was trying to fucking do every fucking drug. Money was the most important thing in the world. Oh.
So, okay. So you guys are sitting in the car for 30 minutes.
And we just reminiscing on what we just went on. So the next day, I'm like, man, was I? He like, nah. He was like, that's some other shit. And we ain't talk about it no more. We just kept it moving. We just. My cousin died. Remember, I was in the hospital with him.
Yeah. From out here.
Yeah, from out here.
Yeah.
Some shit. Yeah. Saw some shit. I don't never deny. Saw some shit. You good? I'm good. Alright. Fuck. This shit is real, man. This shit is some other shit, man. You can't think you got all this fucking energy and ain't something else going on. The fuck y'all think this is? What you think? Like I said, I'm not saying this. Oh, ghouls and goblins. No, man. This is real shit. There's a lot of real shit out there that people just don't want to act like. It's like when we drink the spirits. Why they call it spirits? You know why they call it spirits. You work fucking... Why they call it spirits?
Because it makes you see certain things?
Because it's all part of... It triggers something else. Yeah, man. It's just... It's all fucking right there in front of us. But we act like... Oh, this other shit is important. That's why I be telling you. Your woman important. Your family important. And I know you know that type of shit. My grandmother dropped some shit on me. She was talking about...
When was this?
Recently.
All right.
When they was growing up, somebody died and they was like, I'm gonna skip that one. My best friend in the world.
I want to hear what your grandma had to say.
When his father died, we were 13 years old. And right after that, he said, you know,
he went into the embalming.
He had a conversation with him. He prepared, he told him what he needed to do. I've never sat there and said, what? Oh my God, really?
No, I'm saying I haven't had that.
I believe you.
That personal.
I believe you. Yeah. You got to remember something. We were 6 years old in the fucking van picking up dead bodies and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I knew about the body still having life when it was dead. I knew about the last breath. I knew about the last big farts. I knew about we're in an embalming room and a fucking body sits the fuck up and you're like, he explained to us, okay. this is bigger than us.
What happened would your grandmother tell you?
Just to be aware of the spirits of people and the strength that you don't know what's there all the time, but it's a lot of shit going on that you don't know nothing about. And this is a staunch Catholic black woman in her about almost 90 years old. And she always explained to me that It's other shit going on. And that's why they believe in prayer so much. And not necessarily so much like, oh, I'm going to heaven. But just fighting a lot of shit off. Fighting a lot of fucking demons off. And a lot of fucking spirits. And a lot of the evil shit that they saw.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I remember motherfuckers came right after like slaves and shit. Like my great-grandmother was still on a slave plantation and shit. And all of that shit. Oh, I could give you stories from then. Motherfucker get his head cut off and they all in the cabin, and she like, he telling us this was gonna happen, and she like, that's what I'm telling you, man. I don't entertain people with, oh, I don't believe that. I don't give a fuck about none of that. I'm just telling you what was what. And that night after Mardi Gras, that fucking night in particular, I was like, I knew beforehand, you're not supposed to be able to walk down the street and look up and see somebody getting their dick sucked on a balcony. Not saying that's not cool. Not saying that's not. I don't give a fuck.
Seems like that's something that would happen.
That is happening. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Is that normal though? What is normal about that happening?
Well, nothing.
Right. It's in a fucking cesspool. It's Sodom and Gomorrah. I tell you that shit all the time. It's like Atlanta. Atlanta walked through the mall getting whistled at. This is 2002. Motherfucking men hanging over the balcony whistling. And I'm like, I never been hit on by a man out in the open like this. And da da da. And they're like, oh, this is just how I go down here. Huh? Like what?
All right.
And that's what I'm telling you. It's a lot of shit, man. People... The priest, I told you I got good, my mom working at the church right now. I got good relations with some good priests. Them motherfuckers give you the real game. I'm talking about the real fucking game.
If it's a real priest, I appreciate it. If they're a fucking scumbag, like in Spotlight,
I've never had a scumbag priest in my church community.
No, actually,
we only had four priests in my fucking entire life in my
church. Oddly enough, I never got touches.
Father B. Gay was the first one. Father Sullivan was the second one. Father Rodney, and then Father Chris is there now. Four people, and four of the best fucking men God ever made. No bullshit. No, none of that shit.
They were about that life.
They was about that real life. They was about saving the fucking community. They was about trying to keep us out of jail and shit. They was really about that shit. Like, seriously. So
I can appreciate that, actually.
But I'm going to tell y'all. So the next time y'all planning y'all trip for Mardi Gras and shit, I'm not saying don't go. I'm saying go and look. Open your eyes. Think about, I'm shit-faced.
Here's the thing. All right, you smoked weed. You drank. And for some reason,
I smoked weed and drank since I was 10 years old.
Okay, I understand that. But I'm saying this day, you went there and you, Courtney, DeMont, you guys all were doing the same thing.
No, my brother don't drink half the time. No, my brother just started that drinking shit when he got here. Oh, Courtney really don't fucking drink.
All right, well, you guys were blazing.
That's smoke weed.
Okay. Anyways, you all had an opinion of everybody here seems evil.
I'm not debating this. I don't fucking care what your opinion is on this.
I'm asking.
I already told you, so I'm not going to go back and forth. That's what happened. That's what it is, and they will corroborate them stories. I don't fucking care about explaining it to the T. No, I'm just telling y'all.
No, I don't.
You go down there thinking, motherfucking Trump is the president. I'm gonna just leave it at that.
Orange.
Remember, this shit is, it's a joke till it's not funny no more.
Orange.
It's always a joke till it's not funny no more. So I'm gonna tell y'all, man, and I always had a lot of respect for the motherfucking older people who would tell us about shit, you know, that they saw, shit they went through, shit that they fucking felt like, man. You know, what was that? Like, I'm not talking about no UFOs. I'm talking about people. I'm talking about the human race. I don't know about extras, curriculars. I don't know about all that shit.
See, when I was on hallucinogenics, I would think somebody was bad. I don't know how it would be.
I still, to this fucking day, can point out a motherfucking snake.
Yeah.
Bitches and dudes.
That guy right there.
I ain't saying nothing bad about that, man. That man seemed cool as a motherfucker. But there's some real fucking venomous motherfuckers out here, man. And that's real shit. I told you. Mardi Gras shit, though. Go. If y'all want to go, go. But just really peep it out for what it is. And I'm sure to some levels now it's kind of calm a little bit.
That's like what Freaknik used to be.
White people, break. Black people. It's just disgusting. It's just trash. It's just, you have no fucking,
until you go,
you have no idea. It's like a fucking puke fest, a fucking liquor fest. It's the shit that I thought was the coolest shit in the world. I had to take a step back and look and be like, whoa, this is fucking unbelievable. Motherfuckers shooting people on the middle of Canal Street. I'm like, the cops, then a motherfucker gets shot and murdered. They blocking the shit off because they realize if we got to shut this shit down, we're losing $1 billion. So you literally walk past a body being covered up and it's like, anywhere else? Oh, it's done. It's done. Here, y'all better hurry and get this motherfucker out of here. I'm telling you, man, it's a lot of fucking shit, man. Louisiana, I love it. That's home, man. That's the most treacherous ass place
you ever want
to be from.
All right. Well, I
gotta hear from my brother though, because my brother gonna put some fucking sauce on it, and you'll be like,
yo, okay,
this motherfucker.
You keep telling me you're gonna bring him on, but
but he gotta coordinate. But the fucking
when I was. Let's try to do some fun here.
I don't fucking give a fuck about doing nothing fun. Fuck fun. No, I don't fucking care about none of that shit. Right. And I'm going to be honest as a motherfucker with you. That's like, I told you, man, when I got to throw it back. That's why I tell motherfuckers, act like today is a fucking holiday, because tomorrow might be the motherfucking death day, bitch. It might wake the fuck up and not be there. So y'all could keep waiting until the 14th and the this and
you
the
said,
this.
You said you've had that feeling of...
I'm telling you. So that's why I don't play around with none of that shit. And I don't tell my deep stories. We could party and bullshit. And we could tell dumb stories and shit. But I got some shit that a motherfucking split somebody wig. They'd be like, whoa, I wasn't expecting that one. I know you wasn't. I understand. And I know we're not going to agree on a lot of shit.
No, no. It's not that I don't agree.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the general public.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying I haven't had the same...
Right. And that's why a lot of shit I can't talk about, because I know motherfuckers can't relate to this shit. I know that for a fact.
Fucking A.
I told you that shit, man, when I had my kid. Love my kids to death. My kids doing very well. That was the first shot. That was like some. Every experience has been something that I'm like, wow. Not like, oh my God, what am I going to do? No, man, you got to learn from this shit. You gotta learn. You gotta prepare. You gotta get better. That's all it is, man. God. Shout out to all the dead people. Fuck.
God damn. All right. Well, I'm gonna. All right. I'm saying in the terms of altar boy, demons, church, all this kind of stuff. Kids are fucked up. All right. And you told me a story earlier about your own that you're dealing with. And I remember we had two exchange students. All right. One from Ecuador, one from Peru.
Yeah.
And so the one, like whatever the name of the team was like the Ecuadorian boys or some kind of shit, right? So he brought like a bracelet and I wore it.
His name was the Ecuadorian boys?
No, his name was Luis. But he brought like a bracelet and it said, you know, we heart the boys with the logo. And I wore it like in eighth grade and every motherfucker made fun of me like, oh, you like boys? Oh, yeah.
Man, when I was in elementary school, they used to say me and Courtney was fucking gay. I ain't just looking.
Wait.
That was y'all. Why were two? And I'm trying to explain something to you. The reason I'm not dead. The reason why I'm still alive. My best fucking friend in the world. I've been best friends with since pre fucking kindergarten. Motherfuckers thought that's weird because they don't have a best friend or they don't travel. Then people used to take me all around the world and shit with them. You don't understand. Like that was the go to was like, oh, they must be booty brothers. I got pussy. Forever, like I put it on reserve.
For what? Why?
Because
why
we were close. It's the black community. That's why you keep telling me watch Moonlight. I don't have to fucking watch Moonlight. I know the fucking story.
It's a good movie.
But what I'm saying is, it's always, oh, that's ha ha ha. You know me. You've been knowing me for a while, and you know I've never been the ha 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 joke man. Because the shit that other people find funny, I'm always like, I don't know what the fuck that's about. I never been the bully. I was in the class.
They said you and Courtney were gay.
All the fucking time. Ask my brother, you see how my brother dressed now with how he used to be with the real fly shit with the shades and all that shit? Oh, they was, oh, you nigga think he pretty. I'm supposed to be ugly? Like, I'm telling you the shit I grew up in, like, this is like, oh, they think they better than all that type of shit, man. I'm telling you, and I used to always be like, damn, I gotta go harder. I gotta keep doing this shit. Because that's what... You don't understand. You don't get.
Is it? No, I do because.
No, not you. I'm not talking about you. You stop fucking defending yourself, motherfucker. Ain't nobody talking about you. I'm talking about the population of the world is always. It's a problem. Like two straight male close motherfuckers forever. You got to understand forever. So people used to be like, oh, I know he going after school. He going by his house. Because you're not invited. So you mad.
I gave Tree Man a kiss on his neck.
I've never given my best friend a kiss.
At his wedding. That's at his cool. wedding.
Now, many people kiss on their cheeks. I don't think nothing wrong with that.
I was so excited that he was getting married and he was happy that I did that. And I didn't even want to do that, but I did, and I didn't care.
I don't think that's gay. Armenian people, I actually like when I see them do their little mob kiss. They kiss each other on the cheek. Cool. My best friend, I tell him I love... Every time I talk to him on the phone, I love him. I've never kissed him. I never... None of that shit, but... Yeah, this is because you're not going to get these people back. My cousin Robert, every time that motherfucker talked to me, I'm not. Every time since I could remember, I love you, cuz. I love you, cuz. Cuz, I love you. Cuz, you know I love you, right? He dead. He knew what the fuck was going on. You can't not fucking. That's why I tell you, I don't have no problem telling you the shit that I see in you that can be. Better, and you will be better because you got that shit in you. And that's why I don't get into all that demented bullshit.
I feel it.
All them niggas must be gay. Yeah. I'm telling you this. No, my friend Daddy dead. So I'm gonna spend triple the amount of time with him so we can make sure he don't fall off the fucking wagon. People always didn't understand like love. My old man used to kiss me on the cheek. Some people say that was gay. I remember that shit. Oh my God. Da, 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 da. Man, it's just people, man.
Is that the black community or is it just like the southern
way? I was in the black community. Obviously. So I don't know. I didn't grow up.
But I'm saying, is it like the southern thing where like you can't do anything?
No, it's just hate. It's just hate. It's just fucking hate. Out here, you hear, motherfucker, we working together at the spot we used to work at. Oh, gas, nigga. Da, da, da. You'd be like, but why? Like, it's just embedded in us to hate. Love. It's crazy, man. It's just, and that's listen, what all I'm about I, right now is
I know,
love.
I know a lot of gay guys. I know a lot of black gay guys, and they're happier than a motherfucker.
And that's why I tell you, man, it's a lot. I'm about that love shit, man. I ain't got time for all that negative ass. Take somebody down, talk shit about. Nah, ain't nobody got time for that shit.
Would you ever move back to
New Orleans? Never. For no reason.
You're here.
For no reason. I can be wherever. I just don't. To be there, there's nothing there.
Well, your mom's there.
No, but she's there and she's here. She can be wherever the fuck she want to be. It's no such thing. My grandmother.
Is she still working?
She works at the church. No, she retired from another job.
Okay. So she's getting like a pension.
Yeah, retirement.
SSI, whatever.
My mama is a motherfucking saint. My mama will be canonized whenever the fuck God gets to. So I was thinking about that the other day. I was talking to her. She was at a retreat at the college I went to. Her and the employees from the church went to a retreat at the college I went to, which is a Catholic university.
Tulane?
And I was just
not Tulane.
Xavier. And I was just like, damn, my mom is a fucking saint. Like, my mom still do shit for the people and shit. And that's why I tell you, man, nobody got time for the dumb shit. We're going to get to this motherfucking product. I'm glad the man in the audience is here because I was bigging him up. And I hope when he listens to this, he know, man, keep doing your motherfucking thing. And watch out for them fucking snakes. White, black, green, Asian, whatever the fuck they is. Because this shit's serious.
Club, man. Asians downstairs right now.
Man, and people used to always.
They hit gongs.
I told you that shit before, though, man. With Cotton, damn, man. Cotton, y'all must be gay. Nah. What? Who's sharing clothes? Motherfucker. We do. What the fuck? Like, my man, that's
fuck
why.
Fuck, man, you share sneakers.
That's like when my brother and them was living here. You got to understand, man. We've been doing this shit since elementary school, man. Like, real. This the family.
Who the fuck is saying this kind of shit, by the way?
The people we was in
just
class.
What, like bullies or like.
But you gotta understand something. The bullies back then was. I always talk like this. So somebody said that. Like man,
Biff
fuck
from
you.
Fucking Back to the Future?
And I'd be like, man, fuck you. Oh, he cursed me out. Man, fuck you. Get away from me. Keep it going.
Fuck those guys. Yo, that's how I always felt with like fucking Mark Hoppe shouting out names.
Fuck you, Mark.
Mark Hoppe, go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
You're a fucking security guard at a children's hospital right now.
Damn.
Scumbag.
Shots.
And you were a dickhead to me the entire time I was in fucking high school.
Shots. Now I'm my best friend's child's godfather. Yeah, man, this shit built on real love, man. You don't have time. That's why I tell kids out there, kids need more solid friends. Not the more, let's get high some days. And some days I'm going to tweet shit about you or talk about you behind your back. I see too much of them fucking kids killing themselves, hanging themselves, doing all this stupid shit. Motherfuckers need more people just to tell them, man, I love you. I'll be your fucking friend. You might not be perfect. You might be musty. You might not can't afford no deodorant. You know what? Fuck it. Let's hang out. You can use my deodorant. You can use my socks. Mm. I told you, when my mom and dad got divorced, I lived with them for I don't know fucking how. That's what I'm telling you. And all of that shit to people was like, they didn't understand. My mom and Courtney mom was like best friends now. And that's because of me and him. Like, that's what I'm telling you, man. Fuck. Like, I knew there ain't probably a lot of kids out there.
Wait, hang on, hang on. So your mom and dad lived together for when they were divorced?
No, fuck no. It just, me and him went to the same school, so it was just easier
to
be able to just keep moving around and shit. Yeah, no.
No, listen. You saw today a homeless lady
bring you food.
Because I have helped her out. The past.
And that's what this shit's supposed
now,
to be.
No, I'm obviously not going to eat that food, but at the same time, that was very nice.
Definitely. Totally nice. I was there for it. I saw it. She looked like she couldn't even afford that shit. But
yeah. And she brought it to me. Believe me, Eric will eat it, you know, and be 25 minutes late.
Even if you throw the shit away. I don't give a fuck. It's the thought about telling you. And that's why I be always telling motherfuckers, man, just do better. Fuck. Because I done been to shit. But if you got a chance to do better, man, do fucking better, man. If you can. If you can't, fuck
it. What if you don't, man? What if you just, like, say fuck it and do the Keith Richards model and just get fucked up every day?
I ain't mad at them either.
Smoke fucking 16 man, packs of cigarettes.
I ain't mad at them either, though, man. Do you. Whatever the fuck you is. Me, I'm on some other shit. I'm trying to see some
or
other
Mick
shit.
Jagger at, like, fucking 80 have another kid.
I ain't mad at. But that's not. My dad got fucking children younger than me. Fucking. His last child was with a woman in her 20s. Hey, I don't fucking care about none of that shit. I don't give a fuck about what pussy you fucking. Are you a piece of shit? No? Cool. You know what I mean? And that's why I tell you, man, the gay, the straight, whatever race, man, just be better fucking people, man. We be on
so that's why you haven't watched Moonlight? Because of that?
No, I don't fucking give a fuck about, because I don't give a fuck about Moonlight. I haven't seen any of those fucking movies. I haven't sat down because I've been on the fucking grind.
You said you saw Arrival.
Right, but I'm talking about the fucking Amazon thriller. What the fuck is Casey Affleck? I didn't even know Arrival. That's the craziest shit to me.
Manchester,
I thought Arrival was a fucking popcorn movie. Then when motherfuckers was like, it's nominated, I was like, for real? Like, I did not even expect. Where the fuck that came from? Manchester by the Sea, the other one, Hacksaw Ridge. Yeah, nah, man, I don't know what the fuck going on in that shit.
Well, do you want to do a segment or no?
Nah, I ain't worried about that. The most gangster shit of the week is this. Get up off your fucking ass. Stop making excuses. Write. Do whatever. Eat. Fucking raise your children. I went to see my my cousin's son. Played in a championship game in Carson, California the other day. Went and saw them. He kicked ass. He had a smile on his face. He knew I came all the way from the fucking boondocks to come support him. That's the shit that means something. That's the shit motherfuckers gonna look back and be like, damn, motherfucker came fuck with me on a Tuesday night or what. Yeah, man, just...
Club's going up on Tuesday.
On a Tuesday. And that's why I be telling this dude right here, man, this shit only get bigger and better if you make it bigger and better. Stop fucking hating. Stop being fucking haters, man. All them out there riding other people fucking talking shit. Man, do something. Stop fucking being God a fucking damn. Negative motherfucker. Do
well,
something.
Guys, this is a preachy episode.
I don't give a fuck what you call it. That's what I tell you.
I don't care.
You can put
like
words
it.
On it.
I like
don't give
it.
A fuck.
Listen,
right?
Hey,
this
hey,
shit
hey,
ain't
hey.
Even preachy because I could preach on the motherfucker. This ain't preaching.
Church.
This some other shit. This some shit. Well, I watch the motherfucking, man, I got some shit, man. I ain't gonna even fuck with y'all. Just treat your wife better. Treat your kids better. Treat your husband better. Do something. I don't know.
No. No. Fuck all that. Treat yourself
better.
Hey,
go watch Moonlight.
Treat yourself
better. If
you can,
go watch Moonlight.
Treat yourself better.
I ain't saw Get Out. They made the box office.
Yo, Get Out, I really want to
see. See what I'm saying? I ain't saw that one either. And I ain't got nothing against nobody, man. I've been in my own zone. Creating some shit, so I ain't...
Well, that's the Peel, right?
Shout out to Jordan Peel, Keen yep. Peel, whatever the fuck his name is.
Yep. Good for him. All right, well, we're not going to fuck anybody's faces this week.
Fuck the devil face, bitch.
Nigga, I got these hoes ice sucking nuts while my little BG's on the bus putting out cigarette butts. But me personally, playboy, I don't give a fuck. And I'm always show love to my cut. Hit the club and light the bitch up. Cash money model with a drink till we throw up. Nigga, point the hoe out, guaranteed I can fuck. Whoa, it is, I'm tattooed and balled up. But that iced up. Rolex bezeled up and my pinky ring is platinum plus. Earrings be trillion cut and my grill be slugged up. My heart deal with anger cause nigga, I don't give a fuck. Stack my cheese up cause one damn will get his street life up. Beef, I don't discuss. Nigga out of line, gon' get his motherfucking head bust. Cash money, millionaires plus. Don't touch something, nigga, you can't fuck. 20 inches for TVs is a must. By the year 2000, I'ma gut out my butt.
My little nigga 17, playing with six figures. Got so much ice, you can skate on it, nigga. When you see cash money, you know we stay close. Catch a girl down bad, you know we straight toast. Seen a kid yet that can stunt like mine. Seen a Mariette that can run like mine. 1999, and his hours turn to shine. 50 or better on our wrist, and it all blind. Going back until I die, drink till I faint. Till a nigga tell me I need hell to drink. My nigga baby told me work, nigga, trick to them hoes. Nigga baby told me work, nigga, it's better than treating your nose. I'm the freak of the clique. Keep it on the tuck, so I creep on a bitch. And I play wrong, never sleep with a bitch. Keep it real with my niggas, never weak for a bitch. Never weak for a bitch, nigga.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Pinky ring, worth about 80, bling, bling. Every time I buy a new ride, bling, bling. Lorenzo's on your car, on the ties, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Pinky ring, worth about 80, bling, bling. Every time I buy a new ride, bling, bling. Lorenzo's on your car, on
the
ties.
It's the nigga with the Lex Bubba. Candy-coated helicopter with the leather cover. If you're sucking, I fucking take off the rubber. Then toss that bitch, nigga, cause I don't love her. All up, Maddie bought a private plane. Then turned around and sold that bitch to Juve and Wayne. They put 30 inch Lorenzo's on that thing, man. I know you niggas out there just don't understand.
I'm a 1999 driver. I'm a uptown third wall Magnolia TC rider. Oh, he get ass, always touching. Big ballin' ass nigga, you can see him when he coming. Boot it up, diamond up. Gold be shining up, motherfuckers be blinding up. Niggas at the second line be saying, I be damn. Up in their best fit saying, Juve got me again.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Pinky ring worth about 50, bling, bling. Every time I buy a new guy, bling, bling. Lorenzo's on your grandma ties, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Pinky ring worth about 50, bling, bling. Every time I buy a new guy, bling, bling. Lorenzo's on your grandma ties,
I be that nigga with the ice on me. If it costs less than 20, it don't look right on me. I sleep flossed out all through the week. My money long, if you don't know, I'm the BG. I be fucking niggas' bitches all in their home. Niggas be like, look at that Benz on all that chrome. Diamonds worn by everybody that's in my clique. Man, I got the price of a mansion around my neck and wrist. My nigga baby getting a special built machine. A Mercedes Benz 700 V14. I know you niggas can't believe that. I can't wait to see your haters face when you see that. Man, look at that. Niggas wear some shades just to stand on side of me. Hoes say, take that chain off, boy, you're blinding me. All day my phone ringing, bling, bling, bling. You can see my ear rang from a mile, bling, bling.
Bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Think it rang word about Diddy, bling, bling. Every time I buy a new guy, bling, bling. Lorenzo's on yoga, I'm a trash, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Think it rang word about Diddy, bling, bling. Every time I buy a new guy, bling, bling. Lorenzo's on yoga, I'm a trash, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Think it rang word about Diddy, bling, bling. Every time I buy a new guy, bling, bling. Lorenzo's on yoga, I'm a trash, bling, bling. Bling, 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 bling.